You're listening to SBS News.
It didn't take long for Siona and Hugo McDonald to realise something was amiss with their daughter Matilda.
At about 3 or 4 months, we noticed Matilda was quite floppy, had hand tremors, reflux, had feeding difficulties, and wasn't able to bear any weight on her legs. She was never able to sit up unsupported, and had started rolling at 7 months, but by 10 months had stopped rolling, which was obviously quite alarming to us.
At 11 months old, Matilda was diagnosed with type 1 spinal muscular atrophy. In the past, such a diagnosis was a death sentence, but thanks to treatment with the drug Spinraza, Matilda is now a thriving three-year-old. Her father Hugo says the family can now look forward to the future.
Now being able to walk and move in a way that nobody had expected has been completely amazing. And our hopes about her future and what she'll be able to do in the future has been completely transformed.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a genetic condition that affects the nerves that control muscle movement. SMA is classified by physical milestones achieved. Type 1 shows symptoms at birth. Most children with type 1 SMA do not live beyond the age of 2. The milder type 4 symptoms appear in adults who may not develop severe disability and can have a normal life expectancy. SMA affects about 1 in 6,000 babies and 1 in 40 people carry the gene. Dr. Michelle Farrer from the Sydney Children's Hospital says the nature of the disease has transformed with medical advances.
We have shifted in a few short years from considering SMA as a progressive disease to one where we've gone beyond just thinking about survival to the realm of improving function and reducing burden of disease.
Spinraza is only available on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme for people under the age of 18. But SMA Australia CEO Julie Seeney, who lost her two daughters, Montana and Zali, to the disease, says she's on a mission to make treatments available to everyone.
When my kids were alive, I promised them that I'd fix it. You know, I couldn't fix it for them, but I'm damn sure that I can fix it for everyone else. And, you know, this campaign has been happening over a number of years now. And, you know, advocacy is not about the sprint, it's about the marathon. And, you know, we're well into the middle of that marathon. We've still got a long way to go.
The federal government has committed $327,000 to educating medical professionals with SMA Australia. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt also promised this.
We make this guarantee that just as we did with Spinraza for under 18s, if the medical experts recommend it, we will list it. And we've had very good relations with the company, and I hope and I pray and I now believe that they will make a recommendation.
SMA Australia also wants to convince the government to routinely screen newborn babies for the disease and to approve a new gene therapy treatment which was recently rubber-stamped in the US. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.